The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Oz Guinness is with us again. Oz is a prominent social critic. He has addressed audiences worldwide on the subject of freedom of religion and conscience. He was the lead drafter for both the Williamsburg Charter and the Global Charter of Conscience. An author of more than 30 books. His latest is called The Magna Carta of Humanity. It truly is a story of America in crisis. Oz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, John. A real privilege to be with you again.
Our privilege. Thank you, yeah. Oz.
Always happy to have you here, Oz. It seems like the word revolution has been bandied about, probably irresponsibly, in the last 60 days or so, Oz. Let's start there. What does revolution mean, and are there revolutions that are good and ones that are bad?
Well, that's, Kathy, a good way of putting it, because, you know, when revolution came in the 17th century, it was through the Bible, through the Reformation. And the simple idea, God creates order, humans create disorder. So when God works in a disordered world to turn it the right way up again, you have a true revolution. And Sinai in Exodus was the model. Now, of course, the challenge is the American Revolution was based on Exodus and Deuteronomy, what I call the Sinai Revolution. But it's very different, 100% different from the French Revolution, out of which has flowed Marxism and so on. And our battle here in America is what's called cultural Marxism. So you've got good revolution and extremely bad revolution.
Yes. So in the Magna Carta, Oz, you talk about America in crisis on three different levels. Can you talk about the first position of crisis that you see that we are in here in the United States?
Well, John, the main thing in the book is actually to see that people need to understand that the Torah, as the Jews put it, the first five books of the Bible, are the once and future key to American freedom. In other words, in the 17th century, they were the key idea that made America. You think things like consent to the governed, that's three times in the book of Exodus. Or the notion of constitution, 18th century, came from the notion of covenant. So we don't understand the American Revolution, how we've gone astray, unless we've seen where it came from. So the book is actually, in previous books, I've got two earlier books on freedom, they're much more analytical and just, you know, showing where things have gone wrong. This one is packed with how we can put them right. So it's a much more positive book.
The title of the book is The Magna Carta of Humanity, Sinai's Revolutionary Faith in the Future of Freedom by Dr. Oz Guinness. Okay, so Oz, I guess the most appropriate question then is to talk about the Magna Carta, you know, a document that really changed how government worked, how people looked at their lives, how people looked at the rights and responsibilities that they had. Tell us about it.
Well, if you take the sources of freedom, one of them is the sort of English-speaking tradition of freedom, and the Magna Carta, 1215, stands for that first time when you had rights over against the power of the king and so on. So it's not so much the details of Magna Carta, but this great symbol. Right is stronger than might. Now, if you compare that, say, to the radical left today, God is dead, as they see it. Truth is dead. Everything's relative. And so you end up with power. And so you only have might overcoming right. And so America has a real clash between which revolution do we follow. You know well, say, in the New Testament, in the book of the letter to the Galatians, Paul says, who's bewitched you? You were won by one gospel, and now you're following another gospel. Who's bewitched you? And in a way, my book as a as an outsider to this country, a great admirer of America, I'm saying, who's bewitched you? You were born out of one revolution, and now you're following another different revolution. Don't you realize how different they are and how disastrous the second one is?
So, Oz, in all of your scholarship, all of your study, your thought, your prayer, are you surprised where we are in America right now, whether it's extreme left or extreme right?
No, I'm not surprised, sadly, because you can see these things developing, you know, over the last 50-odd years. And so anyone who's followed it is incredibly sad because it's so unnecessary. In other words, the genius of America's heritage is being squandered right in front of our eyes in this generation.
Right. Yes.
And it's just tragic. And who's listening? Put differently, John and Kathy, if you go back to the only similar time, the 1850s, just before the Civil War, you had an Abraham Lincoln. And his significance was he addressed the evils then, slavery, in the light of the Declaration, what he called the better angel of the American nature. No one's doing that now. So the previous president talked about make America great again. And the current president talks about restoring the soul of America. But neither of them address what made America great in the first place and needs to be restored. And you know, the Hebrew, I love this, the Hebrew word repentance, teshuva, the New Testament word metanoia, an about turn of heart and mind, wonderful word. But the Hebrew has something else. It has the idea, too, of homecoming. In other words, sin is alienation. And when you come back to the Lord and to truth, et cetera, it's coming home. And America needs to come home. But you need leaders who, like Lincoln, will point the nation back. And that's missing. And all the stuff we've seen, you know, January the 6th included, there's literally no leader calling it back. And there are some, I won't mention names, who are historians and ought to know better. And they're not doing it.
Yes.
Dr. Oz Guinness with us. I'm sorry, John. The book is The Magna Carta of Humanity, Sinai's Revolutionary Faith and the Future of Freedom.
Right. So, Oz, it feels as though this explosion that we've gone through recently, you know, that all of us, all Americans, and somehow we're carrying pieces of shrapnel embedded in our body that, you know, they're top layer into our flesh. We see them. We feel them. They sure are painful, and we're trying to get them out. But, boy, like you say, there's no one able to lead us through at this moment.
But it's an incredible moment for the good news of the gospel. You take, if you add to what we've just been talking about, the scandals in the church themselves, which are tragic and outrageous.
Yes.
And you can see that it is a time for leadership. I mean, I'm English. I was just writing to someone this afternoon, thank God that in my life, say, to be an evangelical, I know people like Billy Graham and John Stott. The sort of things we've seen recently would have been unthinkable to a generation led by John Stott and Billy Graham.
Right.
So we need to have a profound repentance, but it needs, where is the leader who's going to stand up and call people back? That's what's missing in America, leadership, lots of other things too. But that's one critical element.
Yes.
Oz, let's talk about January 6th and the raid on the Capitol. You know, as I was watching it, I especially in, you know, the next day, looking at video clips, and I mean, it's much more reminiscent of the French Revolution than the American Revolution in multiple ways. Talk about your viewpoint on that, what you saw.
Well, it was terrible, horrible, awful, but I would say keep in perspective, because the press has done a very good job in exaggerating it. 90% of that crowd were wonderful. I wasn't there, but I had many friends who were singing and praying and were horrified at what they saw at the end and how it turned out. In other words, that wasn't the whole mob at all. The crowd was very different. And the way it's being played up, I mean, I'm not defending Trump because I criticized him for a long time. But the hatred, the spirit of vengeance, the scapegoating, you know, what the Greeks called the furies, that mob vengeance is flowing around America, and that's extremely dangerous. It doesn't matter if you're left, right, or center. you know, something very dangerous is at work. I would think at the highest levels it's even demonic. So we mustn't just go along with the press account of it. I mean, even I used to work for the BBC, even some of their reports heavily biased. So we need to begin with an accurate description of what happened. But no question, the rioting and the violence in the Capitol building itself, horrendous. And so too was Portland and Seattle.
Yeah, the threats in particular against the vice president on that day, the, you know, the hangman's noose that was set up, you know, it is a breakdown in social order, and it's a nonsensical approach. I mean, this certainly the January 6th people that breached the Capitol were not operating from an intellectual basis, it would seem.
Oh, far from it. They were dreadful. But again, what's behind that? Put it like this. What America faces today in three words is revolution. We talked about that. Please, Lord, no. But the second word, oligarchy. You see a growing consolidation of politics and the bureaucracy and the media and academia and woke business and high-tech media. That'll be a one-party politics that's as much the end of democracy as anything. Right. And people aren't focusing on that. And what you saw, the so-called forgotten people who like Trump, were the populists reacting against that anti-intellectually. But there's something behind their protest. In other words, you have people like George Soros, the globalists, and people who are secularist and anti-Christian. What you're going to see in the next 5 years, if it just continues, is actually worse than anything you saw there. So I would say get people to look at the full picture and all the issues at play. The third word, revolution, oligarchy, the one I mentioned earlier, homecoming. But I don't think Americans have really done justice to what was at stake in January the 6th. Everything you're saying is exactly right. It was dreadful. But why?
Oz Guinness is with us. His brand new work, The Magna Carta of Humanity. That's a gigantic question, Oz, but why? I don't want to leave us all in despair. I'm sure, you know, you have many nights where you're tossing and turning, thinking about where we are here in America. Because we are believers in Jesus Christ, we are optimists by nature. When you look ahead 10, 20, 30, 50 years in the future, are you still optimistic about this great country of ours?
Well, John, hopeful. I don't use the word optimistic because it's often the glass half full or half empty and so on. But hopeful, and I think as Christians, we should always be realistic and hopeful. And my book argues that, you know, the Torah, Exodus, Deuteronomy, the Sinai Revolution, is the once and future key to freedom. In other words, the whole world longs for a view of humanity and human dignity and justice and freedom and peace. Where do you find it? In the Bible. There's nothing else. So what we're seeing today, the alternatives, whether the left or secularism, whatever, are truly bankrupt. This is an incredible moment for the gospel, and we've got to get Christians off the defensive, off the back foot, off bewailing all the problems and showing how these terrible problems only have one radical answer, the good news of Jesus and the whole of Scripture. So this is actually an incredible moment, and I'm amazingly hopeful if we seize the moment with courage.
Fabulous. Well, Oz, it's always a pleasure. We thank you so much for being with us here today. Your level of wisdom and intellectual curiosity, the deep dive that you continue on, certainly is a blessing to us, to all of us who are part of the Christian life here in the world. So thank you, sir.
Well, great privilege, John and Kathy. I should say the book is actually being delayed. It's coming out in April.
Oh, okay. Terrific. We'll look forward to that. In April, then, The Magna Carta of Humanity, Sinai's Revolutionary Faith and the Future of Freedom. Dr. Oz Guinness.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.